This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mikey, let me be Mark Scores with you on a Friday. It feels like a Monday. Joining us now is Ben Hockman, columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And Ben, thanks for joining us on this, what is probably still a holiday for a lot of people.
Yeah, I know it's a day that ends in Y. I just don't know what day of the week it is.
Exactly. Well, I know I mentioned the Cardinals offseason, but I want to talk to you first just about newspapers, because the Atlanta Journal-Constitution announced on Thursday that it is planning, or excuse me, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution had announced earlier this summer that it was moving to digital only, and that are officially kicked in with the beginning of 2026. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution no longer has a print edition. It's fully digital. And I personally get a pain in my heart every time we lose a local newspaper.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's very sad to hear. I mean, the reality is there's still going to be news gatherers for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution in Atlanta, but just online. And for me, it's like, we want to make sure we, at our newspaper, the Post-Dispatch, or any newspaper, want to make sure that every member of the community has access to the news that we are reporting. It's as simple as that. And so that's what's frustrating, is that some people would only read the Atlanta paper as a paper, and now they can't do that anymore.
Do you know, I remember, and Mike, I don't know if you remember this too, my grandpa read the newspaper. You know, he was a news guy. And on, I think it was like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, maybe. I think it was Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He would go to the library, and there was the section where all the newspapers were hanging up on the rack.
Yeah.
Because he didn't subscribe. He was, you know, very frugal. I guess he didn't subscribe to all the daily news letters,
well,
but he wanted to read them.
Well, the library was doing it for him. Why both of them?
That's right. And I remember going with Papa. We'd go to the library while he would read his newspapers. And I think in this, you know, political environment that's so charged, we talk about echo chambers and so forth and so forth. I do think taking out the razzle dazzle of television and like laying the facts out on a newspaper and people reading, I think even consuming it differently matters in how you process all of the news. Maybe I'm romanticizing it, but I think that it's important for conversation in our society. I don't know. What did you think, Ben, when it just comes to newspapers and how people digest news?
Yeah, I mean, it's so important that people get the truth, that people get the facts, and people can depend on daily news. And, you know, I'm not trying to be an advertisement for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, but we're very proud in how we work as journalists to find the news, report the news, and then for people like me who are columnists, analyze the news or provide commentary about it. And yeah, I mean, the reality is that people are reading news different ways, whether it's in your pocket or in your hands with the newspaper, but we want to provide a flood of journalism, you know, at your fingertips. And what's sad in Atlanta and some other American cities is that because of the business behind it, the actual newsprint is unable to happen in Atlanta.
I miss the inky fingers.
Sure.
I mean, my fingers would be gray. I, for years, had the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times delivered daily.
Oh,
which
wow.
is a mm-hmm. lot to read. And I will say, sometimes I'd fall behind and then you just feel, and I would feel guilty. But I love the sound of the newspaper. The first true fangirl moment I had, Ben, and I know you've been in here on a Sunday. The first time I went to KMOX and I was a guest, and it was Sunday morning, and Tom Ackerman was sitting in Studio B, and he had his cup of coffee and his newspaper, and he was doing the sports from the newspaper, you know, and speaking in Studio B and drinking his coffee. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is what radio is supposed to be, baby. A newspaper and an AM channel.
So Totally. And it still can be, and it still is. There's just other, I guess if it's an octopus, if journalism's an octopus, there's different tentacles now.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true.
Hey, Ben, I know one thing that Amy had led off with, talking Cardinals offseason. I want to kind of get back to that real quick.
Sure.
What do you think the expectation should be for a Cardinal fan going into the next year? Do you think we should be optimistic, or should we just come to terms with, you know, this is going to be a rebuilding year? Understand it is what it is. Heim Bloom has got a plan, but it's not going to be an overnight thing. What would you say to that?
Yeah, along those lines, I think we can go into it, we being St. Louis, as I don't think the Cardinals are going to be a World Series champion 2026, and they may lose more games than they win, and that stinks, and that's frustrating. But we can also go into it and say, look, they finally made the change. And I had written in the newspaper, in the Post-Dispatch, that they should have gotten rid of Mozeliak a year prior and let Bloom cook. You know, he'd have been working for a year at this point. But that didn't happen, and the Cardinals lost last year, if you will, and now Chaim Bloom's taken over. But the reality is, and the optimistic part of it is, okay, a plan is in place now. And yes, they're trading players you've heard of for players you've not heard of, but the goal is that the players you've not heard of are so talented and so young that by 27, 28, they'll be good. And then moreover, and I wrote this in the paper, if you can be a baseball romantic, kind of like Amy's a newspaper romantic, which is awesome to hear, you can fall for a Mason Wynn who plays shortstop with the same dazzle that Ozzie Smith does. Or you could fall for a Victor Scott who loves putting on the birds on the bat in his uniform and playing center field like a Kurt Flood, like a Willie McGee, like a Harrison Bader, like a Jim Edmonds. I mean, there's people you can get behind and you can root for and follow and get on board with, even if the final outcome of the game might not go your way.
Ben Hockman, columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, we appreciate your time and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Take care.
Thanks, Ben.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.